To most people, paper dolls are playthings from past generations. But for one woman, they're a window into the way African Americans have been portrayed by popular culture. She's been collecting black paper dolls for over 10 years. Now more than 100 of them are on display at the Smithsonian's Anacostia Community Museum in Washington, D.C. Arabella Grayson is a writer and actress from Maryland. She joins me now to discuss her collection. Welcome.
Hello.
So this sounds like a fascinating, obscure branch of collecting. How did you get into it?
A girlfriend gave me a paper doll in a birthday card about 10 years ago, and it was a little Caribbean girl. Her name is Nyla, paper doll booklet, and I couldn't recall ever seeing a black paper doll before, and I became curious, and I went to a large bookstore and went to the children's section to see if I could find other black paper dolls. And I found Addie, who is one of the American Girls collection, but had difficulty reconciling the storyline with the image that I was looking at. Addie happens to be a slave girl.
And what troubled you about that?
Well, I questioned myself as I stood in the store, and I said, if I had a young child, how could I explain to her the racial history in this country and give her a toy of a slave without it being in some type of social context?
Now, some of the dolls that you've found for your collection are even more, I won't say out of context because they do come from a context, but they are more steeped in stereotypes of African Americans. Tell us about those.
Well, the earliest paper doll in my collection is from 1863. And that's an image of Topsy, a fictional character created by Harriet Beecher Stowe. She's in Uncle Tom's Cabin. She is what I call the quintessential pickaninny. She's a gross caricature of a little girl in paper doll format.
Describe her to me.
She has the pickaninny braids sticking all out in different directions. She has the exaggerated lips. She has tattered clothes.
And there have been a lot of people in collecting African-American memorabilia who collect things like slave manacles, cookie jars that are in the mammy form. Your collection, from what I understand, includes both stereotypical images and ones that are not. Do you ever feel troubled by what you see from some of the older paper dolls?
Initially, I did, because I raised the question, who's playing with these? Because I understand that toys are teaching tools for children. I realized that they were being marketed and mass-produced to continue to indoctrinate children into this racial climate, racism, the stereotypes and the caricatures of African Americans.
So which ones are your favorite out of your whole collection?
I like the Jackie Ormus. Jackie Ormus was a comic illustrator in the 1930s through the 1950s, an African-American woman. She created a character called Torchy Brown. And in the 1950s, she created Torchy's Togs. So Torchy Brown appears in the Pittsburgh Courier as a paper doll, probably the earliest black fashion paper doll. So she's very attractive. She's got beautiful couture outfits. There's one paper doll where she's got her little fur muff and she has her poodle on a leash. She's a very, very aware of social causes. She's championing for environmental issues as early as the 50s. This is the storyline in the comic strip.
Well, if you could cut her out and she had a poodle, that sounds like a lot of hard work. kids, including me, when I was a kid, you know, you spend your time snipping away and trying not to mess anything up with all of these items. So this was snipped out of the newspaper?
The challenge is not to cut the fingers off, not to cut off an earring. So it is challenging.
Now, when kids come to the Smithsonian's branch in Anacostia, and Anacostia is still, although it's changing, an overwhelmingly African-American neighborhood, what do they think? What do they say? Have you talked to any of the children who've come to visit?
At the opening, I talked with one little girl. She was fascinated. She said that she had paper doll stickers, but she didn't realize that paper dolls went back as far as they did. And she wondered why some of the black people look so ugly.
What did you tell her?
I said that it was part of the history of this country, that there are stereotypes and that all groups have been stereotyped. And unfortunately, African Americans have been stereotyped in some of the more grotesque ways.
What do you hope your legacy will be in terms of having built up this collection?
Well, I hope that it will make parents more mindful of the toys that they purchase for their children, because we are teaching children values.
Well, Ms. Grayson, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Arabella Grayson is a writer and actress. She's also putting together a book on Black paper dolls. She joined us from Sacramento, California. And the exhibit of Black paper dolls will be on display at the Smithsonian's Anacostia Community Museum in Washington, D.C. through April 29th. That's our show for today, and thanks for sharing your time with us. To listen to the show, visit npr.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. I'm Farai Chidea. This is News and Notes.